Hey, I'm Chloe.
And I'm Courtney, and welcome to
Who Wants to Adult Anyway?
Hi everyone.
Hello and welcome back.
How was your weekend, Court?
Do you know what? I had plans for the weekend and then I decided to cancel them because I just couldn't be bothered to go out.
Oh, so you did nothing?
I'd done nothing.
That sounds lovely.
I ate.
Oh, amazing.
Which was the polar opposite to what you done.
I did eat, trust me.
You was out.
No, yeah, I went to a Hindu weekend, so I had like absolutely no sleep, and I am so bad with no sleep. I'm not one of these people that's like nocturnal and stays up all night. Like, I go to bed at 10:30 every night, need my like 9 hours. So I was absolutely knackered adulting on a Hindu.
Madness.
Playing adult. Courtney was playing adult by cancelling all her plans and hibernating.
Literally. Like what my jumper says today, not in the mood.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like a dreamy weekend if you ask me.
I know, because when I was younger, I used to like cry if we weren't going out. Like, if one of my friends were like, we're not going out, I'd go mental. I'd be like, how dare you, you need to come out.
Yeah.
And now if someone cancels on me, I'm like, praise the Lord. Thank God.
But do you know what? I feel like actually lockdown has taught me to enjoy staying in more, because I had plans every night, like wanted to do everything, even if it was just to, you know, meet my friend for a bit. Like, I always did something, you know, like popped to Westfield, went for dinner, went to the cinema, went out clubbing, always did something. It's like honestly almost like every night. And then since lockdown, I just love staying in. Or maybe I've just got old, I'm not sure.
I think it's when you get older, you have less energy to want to go out. The hangovers are worse.
Oh, the hangovers are way worse. I really enjoy staying in on a Saturday night and watching Strictly Come Dancing. That's a sign of me getting old, right?
Yeah.
I love it. I can't wait for a Saturday night. Want to watch that. Want to sit in, watch it. Get a takeaway, cook a nice dinner.
I know. I literally couldn't think of anything worse than putting on makeup and doing my hair.
That's it, isn't it? It takes so long to get ready.
So long.
To think of an outfit. This is actually quite relevant to what we're doing. Our guest mum has just messaged me, actually. Good luck to you and Courtney with your new
guest
podcast.
Mum.
The guest's mother. She's just texting.
I do love the guest's mother.
Oh, isn't she lovely?
She is lovely.
She's nice. She's one of the crew.
Which brings us on to, we are so excited to introduce you to our guest today. You will know her from the hit TV show, Towie.
Well, actually, she's running late.
As always.
Classic. So she's not actually here yet. Chloe Brockett. Oh, I've just given it away.
Oh, you idiot.
Damn it. There we go.
You idiot. You've ruined the whole episode, Chloe.
So Chloe Brockett's our guest. Who would have known? If you know Chloe, then she runs maybe an hour behind schedule.
Yeah, she texts me to say, Courtney, please don't be pissed off at me. I'm letting you know in advance that I'm going to be late.
Yeah. I mean, I could have guessed that. We could, you know. It's fine, we let her off.
And we thought we'd give Chloe the reins on what the episode is. And Chloe, being the horny bitch she is,
don't say that, she'll hate it.
She wanted it to be called Rated R.
Oi. We just basically asked Chloe what subject she would like to talk about, which was, you know, to do with adulting. And she said sex. And at first, me and Courtney were slightly taken aback. We thought, wait, what? What do you mean? But I think is what she'll explain is she means like the taboo subject around sex with women, and, you know, how we're not allowed to sort of openly
have sex without being called a slut or a whore.
Yeah, I think that kind of is what, you know, she wants to talk about. So that's what we've gone with. And
I guess because
Chloe, where the hell are you?
I guess because she's actually been going through a storyline at the moment on the show, which is about people commenting on her sex life. So I think this is really relevant to her life at the moment. And I guess everyone else's life, because I remember when I was at school, my dad would say to me, like, do not act in a certain way because you will get a name for yourself and it will stick for you forever.
My dad used to say to me, don't spread yourself too thin.
Oh, wow.
All right then, Dad. I used to be like, oh.
Wait, isn't it too thick?
No, too thin, because you're like, you know.
You're spreading yourself too thin.
Well, because say, I might, like, when I was younger, I'd be like, oh, I'm going on a date tonight. And then a few weeks later, I'd be like, oh, Dad, I'm going on another date. And he'd be like, well, don't go on too many dates because you're spreading yourself too thin, like across too many people.
Oh, I thought it's too, what's too thick? Laying it on thick.
Laying it on thick, maybe, yeah.
Two different terms, is that?
Well, we'll get to terms, Courtney, and your Courtney-isms. I completely know what she means, because especially when you're younger, I always remember, like, I think you worry as well what other people think when you're younger a lot more. Like, someone said to me when I was turning 30, I turned 30, everyone.
Sorry, did you turn 30?
When someone said to me, in your 20s, you're so worried about what everyone thinks about you. In your 30s, you just don't really care what everyone thinks about you. And then in like your 40s, 50s and 60s, you realize that actually nobody's thinking about you at all. So I think that that's really true. And when you're in your, like, especially like young 20s, you do like worry what other people think, like, you know, oh, you know, yeah, is everyone going to talk about this boy that I've been like seeing?
Yeah. And it's so funny because when you're younger and you sleep with someone, it goes round to the whole like group of friends that goes into people's group chats and stuff. But now if you sleep with someone, no one really cares. Like, you're an adult. If you sleep with someone, you sleep with someone.
You want to have sex, you have sex. Oh, we had a rule actually when we were younger. Do you remember when we used to like go on dates with boys or if we kissed a boy? And we always used to say, just make sure he's not bait, which basically make sure he's not like obvious, make sure like everyone doesn't really know about it. Make sure he's not like really, really popular, because then forever you'll be tainted with, oh, she kissed him.
I remember we always said like, is he bait? And has he been with loads of girls that we know?
Yeah.
Those are the two things that we wouldn't go for a boy.
Big cross.
It's a no from us.
Yeah. Or like if they had, when like Instagram started coming around, do you remember we used to say if he's got over 100 likes on his picture, then you don't go for him. I feel like everyone gets over like 100 likes.
I mean, Callum's got 7,000 followers. Like, hello.
Yeah,
like,
that's only from you.
Yeah, true.
They're all your fans.
and now he gets over 100 likes on his pictures, but he hardly uses Instagram, so it's fine.
It's different. It's different now. Back in the day when we used to get like 50 likes on a picture, and then you'd have like a boy taking a selfie and he'd get like 150 likes. We used to be like, no.
It's just pure girls.
That was actually a rule for me as well. When I was young, guys, if boys took selfies, I didn't like boys that took selfies. I thought it was like really self-indulgent. And for some reason, I felt like girls could do that, but boys couldn't.
See, I've never mind a boy that takes a selfie.
Oh, really? I just feel like...
But obviously not a cringy pose.
The type of boy that takes a selfie is usually the type of boy that like really plucks his eyebrows and stuff, right?
Callum takes selfies.
I mean, I can hear someone's voice coming up those stairs.
I can hear some thumping up the stairs.
I mean, you can hear her a mile away.
Oh, you can hear her speaking from a mile away as well.
So she's here.
Yay!
Welcome, Chloe Brockett.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
I know, we're excited to have you as well.
Can't wait to be here. I mean, I got everyone timed, didn't I, girls?
Well, no.
We were actually just chatting about that.
But I think maybe one day I'll get somewhere on time, but just not right now.
I think you're getting worse.
I know. I don't know what it is and why I'm always late everywhere I go. Everywhere. Like, I have good intentions. I get up on time. I don't know what makes me late.
Wait, is it doing your makeup, choosing an outfit, or do you just like carry on watching a series or something?
I had this outfit ready. I don't know why it takes me so long to move.
Let's talk us through your getting ready.
So I woke up this morning, I thought, oh, I'd quite like a blow dry. I've gone into the salon, got a blow dry, and then I'm like, okay, to be fair, the girl who does my hair was taking a bit longer than usual. Just like, you know, when you can see her faffing,
I
was thinking,
first sign of toxic behaviour, blaming everyone else.
No! I'm not toxic. And then I was like, okay, so I got out of the salon, I was quite on time, and then I just don't know what made me late. Like, makeup.
What, Reggie?
Yeah, you know what, I've got two dogs now, so it is hard work for me to get out of the house. It actually is. Like, I'm a single parent. It's hard.
She's like, I'll be back, I promise.
No, there's me like chucking her in her cage. I'm like, you wait there, okay? Dealing with Reggie. They've got a thing about like finding tissues and chewing them up, so there's tissue everywhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. It's hard work.
And then do you have to like pull it out their bum?
No, not on their bum. They chew it up.
Because my dog used to eat tissues and it used to get stuck when he went to the toilet, so we had to pull it out of his bum.
He's not pooing it out, he's just chewing it up.
Oh, like, and then spitting it back out again.
It all over
You've got it easy then. My dog used to fully swallow them and digest them.
Why is tissue around for them to eat?
Well, if I've got a runny nose or something, like,
you just leave it on the side.
Well, no, I just leave it on the side for a minute. I'm not going to collect it all as I go, am I? I've probably left it on the side. He's chewing it up. It's a nightmare every single day. She eats twigs all the time. She's always out in the garden. It's a nightmare.
So this week's subject is rated R.
Okay. I love how you've given me this topic to talk about.
Because you told me!
To be fair, we went for lunch and we said to Chloe, what should we talk about? And she said
sex. Which at first sounds like she wants to talk about like in depth. I mean, you may, do you want to, I like positions and stuff? I'm not sure. But I think what
I'm
you
quite boring, believe it or not.
Don't tell everyone that.
Yeah, you need to make sure you're exciting to promote.
Listen,
yourself.
People will still go there even if I'm boring.
I like it. Back yourself. Why not?
Tony actually messaged me once and was like, if I was a boy, I think I'd want to sleep with you.
Oh, 100%.
That's cool. I know.
Wait, let me just say, I have been on lots of nights out. We both have been on lots of nights out with Chloe, and I've been to Mykonos with Chloe. Boys love her. I've never seen anything like it. They lap it up. Like,
yeah, she proper attracts them left, right and centre.
I was actually saying this to George the other day. I was saying, I've just never seen anyone get so much attention. Like, everywhere you go, like, people, she just gets so much attention. It's just mad. I think you've got, like, the sex appeal thing.
I think it's the boobs and the bum.
You're, like, sexy. Like, the way you are, like, I'm, like, geeky and, like, hunch my shoulders and
stuff.
Like,
she's,
like, well, you're, like, strut around all sexy.
There's a lot of sexiness in karaoke, though. Listen, like, there's nothing wrong with singing karaoke every now and then.
So when we were coming up with this subject, I remember the quote from Mean Girls, which is, if you catch chlamydia, what is it? If you have sex, you'll catch chlamydia and die.
Yeah, he's on the whiteboard and he's going, don't have sex in the missionary position, don't have sex standing up, just don't have sex, all right? Just don't do it. Everyone grab some rubbers.
Yeah, that's it. That's the quote. Yeah. So that's the one that came to mind and we wanted to talk about, because obviously it's quite, I think for women especially, it's quite like a taboo subject, isn't it? We're supposed to be seen as these like, creatures that don't talk about sex. We're not supposed to enjoy sex. We're not supposed to like.
It's literally just for procreation.
Yeah, it's like, just for men, and men can talk about
it. It's just for having kids,
and we just carry the child.
Yeah, thank God.
That's all we do.
We've really got the good end of the stick.
Yeah,
haven't we?
You know, and we're not supposed to have sex till marriage. We're not supposed to. It's frowned upon if we sort of, you know, see too many people. So I think that's more the subject that you were getting at when you said sex.
Yeah,
first, right?
I think, you know, I think growing up, I went to a school where it was like, it was not the thing to have sex. And if you was having sex, then you was a slut. Do you know what I mean? And it was like, oh my God, have you heard, like, she's had sex, that's awful.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, and I, like, I won't hide that I felt like that as well. I was like, oh my God, did she? That's awful. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like 17 when I lost my virginity, and that was because I was so worried about doing it when I was in school because of what everyone would say, and God forbid everyone would find out. And I think, you know, especially with what's been going on TOWIE at the moment, and the fact that my sex life has been so openly spoken about, I think 16-year-old me would have been like, oh my God, this is the worst thing that's ever going to happen to me. But I think, what is wrong with talking about the fact that I have sex, I wasn't in a relationship with the person I had sex with, and I don't want to be. And I think there's nothing wrong with that.
But we were saying before, like, it was funny because when you're at school, yeah, people do talk and they're like, oh my God, this is, that happens. But nowadays, if I found out someone slept with someone, I'd be like, so what?
Yeah,
we're adults.
But I think you're quite mature in comparison to the rest of the TOWIE cast, because I mean, the way they was going on about it was like, it was like the biggest story ever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, maybe that's to do with the fact that a lot of them are bored, or maybe it's to do with the fact that people are still in the dark ages of thinking, oh God, and what, she had sex with him and she doesn't want to be in a relationship with him, or she's not crying over him.
I do think that mentality nowadays is a bad mentality to have, because people do go out, they do meet people, they have sex, they shouldn't feel ashamed about it.
Yeah, yeah. And that, you know, nobody gave the male in this situation stick, did
no,
they?
No, not
it was
one
all you.
Person approached Lockie and said to him, God, you little dirty slut. Like,
yeah.
No one said
nobody.
That.
The male thing, he got a high five. Like.
You know, it was like, and I just think, there was one cast member on the show that said to me, do you not just regret it? And it's like, why should I? Like,
do you what?
You know,
is
like,
that what they said?
Why don't you just say you'll regret it and it'll look better for you?
And
I was like, you know what, actually, I don't want to, because what does that show to young girls who have gone out one night, slept with someone, and then the next morning it's like, just say you regret it,
yeah,
and it'll make you go away. And it's like, you know what, who even cares? I think for people, like, you know, there's so many boys out there that will be like, I won't go with a girl because she slept with this many people. It's like, what, does that make me less of a person? Like, I'm 20, I'm a businesswoman, I do well for myself, oh, and I've slept with a few people, that means I'm a bad person. I just think, it's so
ridiculous. Do you know what's funny? So people that have been in long-term relationships probably have had more sex than someone that's had that one-night stands here and there.
I know. And, like, the thing is as well, the way people go on about it, it's like, oh, you slept with him, it's like, yeah, and? Like, it's just not a big deal. It's not a big deal. I think it's not a taboo. If you are having sex, as long as you're being safe with it and mm-hmm. you're not putting yourself in danger or your health in danger, then you're fine. If you're both consenting, then what is the problem? There is no problem to it. There's no problem. And I think people are getting better at, you know, being like, a woman can do just what a man can do. But I still feel like there still is that sort of glass ceiling where it's like more acceptable for a man to do something than a woman.
Definitely.
But I do think, like, if you've watched Sex Education.
No, but I really want to watch it.
It's so good. And I do feel like the things they spoke about just made it all so normal. Everything mm-hmm. normal. Like, you know, girls having sex, same-sex relationships. Everything was just normalised. Yeah. And I think watching that, in comparison to watching something when you was younger, like I used to watch 90210, and everyone would call the, like, Naomi a slut for having sex. And it's like, in this day and age, they are getting more of the times of girls can do what they like.
Yeah.
And I just think, if you're behind the times, then...
And I think sometimes as well, like, older generations, and I guess some are younger people as well, they see, like, talking about sex and being, like, quite, like, open about sex as, like, crass and, like, crude and just not, like...
I think there's a limit.
Not like, okay, it's different.
I think, like, there's a limit. Like, I'm not sitting there saying, like, oh, my God, like, and talking about it in a vulgar way.
Yeah, you're not going in detail and, like, you know, throwing it in people's faces. If anything, it was thrown in your face.
Yeah, like, you're so bad, like, for doing that. And it's like, I don't think that was Tao's intention, but I think because the cast members' dislike for me, it got carried around that way. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, bikes in Essex was one of my favourite quotes. And I think...
I can't believe that.
But you know what I can? And I think it's from small-minded people.
That did come from a person who is a lot older, so he does have that older mentality.
Maybe.
Like, girls should only sleep with five men if she slept with more than five men.
But his girlfriend's a lot younger, so why should he have that mentality? Like, he should
because
be
he
on...
But he does. Level.
No, wait, can I just say, was that a comment when you were called a bike? Mm-hmm. Was that aired on TV?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it wasn't, he didn't use my name, but it was quite obviously about me.
Yeah.
But I think, like...
What a charming young man.
Oh, yeah, it's delightful. But I think, like, when I was younger, I had this image in my head of, like, I'm going to meet someone, I'm going to settle down with them, and I will hopefully only sleep with one person in my life.
Yeah.
Thinking about it now, how fucking boring. It's like eating the same sandwich over and over again every single day. Like, I'm not the same person I was when I was 18 or 19. I feel like I change every year. So for the fact that people are like, you're a bike... For sleeping with a few people, it's not even that many, and even if it was, it's none of your fucking business.
Exactly.
Who are you to say that? Who are you?
Listen, girl, it's trial and error.
It's trial and error, hun, you know?
We actually talked about this, didn't we, the other day? Like, imagine if we'd all have married our first boyfriends.
Oh, God, it'd be a very different story.
I'd be divorced after a year.
They'd be divorced, everyone would be cheating. Like, you need to, like, you know, what's it called?
Test drive the car.
And I think amazing for these people that meet their love young and they end up settling down
amazing.
And having
great
kids. I'm so happy for you, and I wish I had that because I would not have had a lot of heartbreak that I have had, but I haven't.
Yeah.
So now I'm just meant to sit there and remain fucking celibate until I find my husband. Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah, I've said this to, you know, my first boyfriend absolutely broke my heart. I would have stayed with him. I don't know if I would have been with him now, but I would have stayed with him for a lot longer than he stayed with me. If he hadn't have broke my heart, and people used to say that to me, and I used to say, well, I'd still be with him. Yeah. So, you know, if he didn't break up with me, I'd still be with him. So it's, you just never know. Shit happens.
It does. Life happens. And I think
you grow with every relationship you have. Like, I have grown so much from each relationship that I've been in. We were talking about it yesterday, how different I am from my old relationship to now.
Mm.
And, like, you've got to go through those struggles and you've got to go through that to get to the point where you are. And that's all about growing up. Like, when you're younger, you, like, have this vision in your head that you're going to be with one person the rest of your life. But that's not realistic anymore.
No. And also, like, I think, like, I'll never forget. So the first time I slept with Lockie, the next day I had so much regret, and it wasn't because I regretted doing it. No way, I had a good night. It was more about the fact of I was so worried about what people were going to say about me. And I was like, everyone is going to slag me off. Everyone is going to talk about me. And I think the minute you realise it actually doesn't matter what these people say or what they think, because I can guarantee, like, we're on a platform. Everyone looks at our lives and everyone judges us. But at the end of the day, most normal people are sleeping with their postman. Do you know what I mean? It's just not all over the telly.
People just
don't know about it. And it's like, you know, we put ourselves on this pedestal to be judged, but also it is hard when people are saying comments about you, and it's like, actually, I'm no different to anyone else.
What was your reaction like from the public then? Was the public calling you nasty names? Like,
sometimes you almost get, like, sometimes the people that are, like, so uneducated and so stupid calling you stupid names, and then you get some people that are so like, you know what, Chloe, thank you so much for this. Like, mm-hmm. I get so many messages from mums saying to me, like, I tell my daughters to watch you, and I think that is so nice. Like, often I think, I hope they don't swear like I do, but I think there's nothing wrong with telling a girl, you know what, you do what you want. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think...
And as well, like, just to clarify, Towie, it's not like like cameras in the room, like bird's eye view, like nobody watched Chloe have sex. It wasn't like under the covers, it wasn't aired, it just happened off camera and then was talked about. So it's not even like you did it for everybody to see.
No, like, and the thing is, you know what, like, even like there's these shows, obviously Love Island and X on the Beach, like, even if you are having sex on camera, that's your choice. Mm. Like, that is your choice. You do what you want to do.
They get slated.
Like, I was even watching about, like, these Love Islanders who was talking about that, the abuse they got. And it's like, just because we're putting ourselves out there does not mean we're open to your abuse.
Yeah.
Like, I get people messaging me, like, I don't like this about your face. And it's like, oh, okay, thank you for that. Like, obviously, I'm on a reality show, but thank you for judging my face as well while you're at it.
I remember, like, years ago when we sort of first came on the show, and, you know, you get sort of offered other shows as well and stuff like that, and people were like, people would just say to you, like, people in the industry would say to you, like, oh, don't do that show in case you end up, like, doing, like, having sex with someone on TV, and then lots, certain brands won't work with you, and, you know, it's like your career, it's like career ending and all stuff like that. And it's just so bad. Like, why is it? Because I bet it's not career ending for the boy.
No.
Like, I bet it's just for the girl.
No one ever talks, you know, like, I always remember, like, what happens on Love Island when Zara set with that Alex Bowen. She lost her crown and Alex got patted on the back.
That, oh, I'm sorry. God. That is wild. That I remember that.
There was two.
They stripped her of her crown.
There was two consenting adults.
Yeah.
She won Miss GB, was it, like, for her efforts and what she done, and no one said anything to Alex. No one.
So does that mean you're not allowed to have sex?
Well, because they
if you're Miss GB, you can't have sex.
They kind of saw that as, like, her not being a good role model, like, having sex on TV. But, like,
I think that's,
you're supposed to be celibate then if you have a crown.
God, no wonder no one wants to be Miss GB anymore. All happens to be celibate.
Yeah, no, honestly, it's just absolutely ridiculous. I would understand of stripping her of her crown if she did something, she said something to, like, really offend someone.
Yeah.
She said something completely out of left field and completely, like, you know, it would offend a lot of people. Mm. So I don't know, something like racist abusive.
But she didn't.
She literally slept with someone.
And I think I remember when that came out, she felt pressured to actually sleep with him or do something with him because people were like, thought she was quite timid and shy. And I feel like she'd done that to make a point and then kind of, like, backfired.
But I remember her coming back into the villa and being like, so, like, don't tell anyone. And her poor face, I remember her looking so like, oh, fuck, what have I done here? Do you know what I mean?
Well, and she was like, obviously in the moment. It's like, you know, someone that she fancied in the moment, and you sort of almost forget, and, you know, you want to, and then straight after you think...
Oh, my God, all of us have done that with someone they fancy.
Exactly.
Well, that was me with Lockie. I think you're a soul next time. Fuck. This is going to be on telly. But I think I could have so easily said, you know what, I didn't do it, and just played it down and denied it. But I think for the young girls that are watching it and thinking, have I done something wrong here? I want to be like, no, you haven't. You do you. You do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And just make sure if anyone's got something to say about it, then you tell them to shut their mouths because it's your life.
Exactly. Just make sure you're safe and, you know, and that's really it. You can do sort of what you want to do.
You can,
and I think that's the whole point, is that, you know, so you're a good role model for this, Chloe.
Majority of the time.
Sometimes.
Time.
So I had a question, which was, where's the weirdest place you've had sex?
Oh my God.
Not to put anything out there.
I'm actually quite tame. That's the only thing. I am tame.
Well, she did just tell us she was boring.
No, so. I am boring. Like, I don't think you understand, like, I think everyone thinks I'm going to be like, whoa, whips and shit. And then you get there and I'm like, I'm actually really tired. Let's go for 5 minutes and just, like, watch that.
And just spoon.
Yeah, let's just, she just cuddle. So, yeah, I'm quite tame, really.
So it, just a bed.
Have we pushed it to a car?
I've had sex in my car.
Oh, yeah. What, your new car?
No, not in my new car.
I was going to say,
are you joking?
Already?
I am basically celibate. I've been celibate for about 3 months now. And I've been in that new car. No, it was in my BMW and it was fucking tiny. Imagine trying to do all my moves and don't have many.
Did you put the roof down?
No, I fucking didn't.
A bit more
oh my God, that open top.
No.
I didn't have to come a music video, like, literally roof down.
And you get arrested if you're caught.
I don't think you're supposed to have sex in a public place, are you?
Oh, well.
Where's the weirdest place you've had sex?
Go on.
Oh, wait, I've got to think. Give me a minute.
All right, shall I say
go
mine?
Go on, Cole.
I get confused.
Right, Courtney's so quite frisky. I feel like out of all our friends, Courtney is actually the friskiest
100%
one.
The friskiest
she's so
one.
Frisky. If I have a sex problem, I'll go to Courtney.
She has a glass of wine and she's like, wild.
Oh, yeah, like, I've seen pictures of Courtney I should have never seen before. Yeah. What do you think about this? I'm like, much, isn't it? See,
so,
I ask for that.
So me and Callum went to a spa. And you know they've got like the indoor pools and all the sunbeds around the spa.
Yeah.
Around the pool, we had sex on the sunbed when there was like people walking around, but we had a towel over.
I've got it.
Where?
You can't.
Sorry, I got it. It's just come to me. I was thinking of.
So yeah, we had sex under a towel on a sunbed around the pool.
Just be really quiet.
We were spooning.
Oh, okay.
Oh wait, so it just looked like you were having a cuddle.
Yeah.
And there were just people swimming in the pool.
Oh, it's so awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, that is so. How were you
someone
just
saw you?
No, it was exciting. It was like, ooh.
I reckon people probably noticed.
They must have noticed. Because, like, would you not be making, like, any noises?
Or? Well, it wasn't going hard, like, fast enough to make noises. You know, it was just, like, nice and slow.
Oh, God.
Nice and slow.
Nice, slow sunbed sex.
All right, cool. Fair enough.
Lovely.
Mine is, I joined the Mile High Club. You all know this one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
were you going?
On the way to Thailand, me and George went in the toilets.
I remember this.
What we were so like? Determined to do it, honestly.
Yeah, I want to join the Mile High Club. I do.
Well, there's a few tricks.
The thing is, I don't want to be on like, an easy jet flight.
No. I don't think you can do it on short haul.
You've got to be going first class or something.
Well, you've just got to be on like a, you know, like a jumbo jet, like a long haul.
which have three toilets at each stage.
So basically, because we were going to Thailand, it was over the night. Well, it was pretty small, just like a plain toilet, but it was overnight, so everyone went to sleep and they turn all the lights off, you know, and like there's no air stewardess walking around. Anyway, there were toilets like at the back of the plane like that, so where there were rows. I'm not explaining this very well. Basically, there were toilets where you couldn't actually see them from your seat. They were behind everyone and there was something covering them, so we just quickly went in there, but and there we go.
I'd
be too scared for the flight.
Well, we were quite nervous at first. We were going, I was saying, oh, what if we get arrested? We're going to be in Thailand.
How long
did
it last?
Arrested in, well, quite long. Well, no, longer than you thought, because I think we were both so nervous that it took a while.
Took a while to get into it.
She's in there for half hour. Meant to be a quickie.
We were just going to say that we had, I was like being sick or something in there. But no one ever like came past or knocked or anything. I guess, why would you? But I think literally just before we'd done that, do you remember it was all in the Daily Mail that people had got caught sleeping with each other on an EasyJet flight to Ibiza?
Yeah, but she was sitting on his lap
she
on a chair.
Literally straddling him.
I remember that, was she?
And I think they got arrested, didn't they?
And I think she got banned. She got banned from flying EasyJet ever again.
Fuck.
What a nightmare.
They do some really good deals. She's fuming. Oh my God, I'd like to join it at one point. It's a dream of mine, just to say you're in it.
Oh yeah, I love it. I love that little fact.
She's brilliant.
I feel like it's quite. Yeah. I feel like everyone's always so impressed with someone that's in the Mile High Club.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised. I think a lot of people are probably in the Mile High Club.
I'm not.
Well, you need to get on a long haul flight.
With a boyfriend as well.
Yeah. You can just pick someone out as a stranger. Why not?
Man, so they're minding his own business. You. Yeah.
Excuse me, would you like to join the Mile High Club?
Quickly, please.
I've gone on a long haul flight for no reason other than joining the Mile High Club. I'm going home tomorrow. Come with me now.
So how is single life?
Single life for me, I feel like I'm quite boring single. Like, I don't really go on dates, do I? Like, the last time I went on a date, literally can't even remember. My phone's quite dry, like
as dry as anything else.
Fucking hell, wow! I know this is R-rated, but we told you she's our frisky friend.
What the fuck?
Wow! But this is not that kind of show.
I've got dry noon. What the hell?
This has gone very Geordie Shore all of a sudden.
I was at Callum's family's house the other day, and me and his brother-in-law were like having banter, like with his sister and stuff, and like, I just automatically say like something like really rude, and I'm like, Callum's like, are you joking? I'm like, I can't help myself. I was like, he was like explaining something about he does like football training, and I was like, oh, talking about one of the dads. I was like, oh, was you gonna do a quickie around the corner? And Callum's like, Courtney, like, what the hell?
As dry as anything else. But she thought she was really funny when she said it. So it's just
remember, this is a rated R episode.
All right, cool. Bloody hell. You're asking all my sexual history. Yeah.
Well, either, are you on any dating apps?
No, I'm not on any dating apps. I've never have been.
How about Raya?
Do you want a funny story about Raya?
Go on. Have you been rejected?
I can't get accepted onto Raya, and it's fucking. Are you on it?
I tried to get you accepted. Yeah, I don't know why, can you just put me forward?
I feel like someone's putting like a bad word, or someone's like a fan of someone else on Towie, because they're definitely not fucking letting me in.
Wait,
like,
but how long? Sometimes it takes up to 6 months.
It took me really quick.
No, but it does take up to 6 months.
It's been a while. And I've spoke to a few people. So I spoke to my manager about it, and he said I know a few people that can't get on there as well. And I think,
well, I was on it before I met Callum.
I've done nearly 3 years on Towie.
I remember I was on it before I met Callum, and Chloe messaged me. I was like, can you accept me, please? Because you've got to be referred by two friends.
Yeah, I've been referred twice.
So I was like, yeah, I accept her. But it was so fun, like, swiping through to see, like, what celebrities are on it.
I know. But
I never wanted to go on a date with any of them. I kind of just wanted to see who was on it.
I sort of want to do it to see who's on it, but then I feel like you probably know most people that are on it anyway.
Yeah, there's not as many exciting people as you want. Because there's lots of people, like, in the arts as well. So, like, there'll be, like, artists.
Yeah, there's, like, entrepreneurs. And
yeah.
Stuff.
Oh, for God's sake. It's not all, like, celebrities.
Imagine me dating an artist. Yeah. What would I have to speak about with him?
Yeah, imagine.
Paintings.
I had a nightmare at filming today. What you've been doing?
Painting a picture.
Oh, lovely. And that's it.
Yeah, well, I think maybe we need to... It does take up to 6 months, so I've got hope for you still.
Listen, Chloe, I've let that thought go. All right? I'm not going to be on it.
She's not resulting to
Raya. I'm not going to be on it.
Well, Raya, you're missing out.
It's a mug off. First of all, it's actually mugging off. I've been mugged off before even going on the app, so that's fabulous. But you know what? I like meeting someone if I'm out. Like, I want someone who's got the confidence to come over to me, ask me on a date, ask me if I want a drink. But often the people that do that, I think, oh, you're a bit overconfident. So no one can really win.
So, like, nobody can win here, Chloe.
Not really. Like, I always, you know me, I always end up dating exes. I've got a habit of doing that.
Yeah, you like going backwards.
I like going backwards, mate. You know what it is? Because often with my exes, we don't end that badly. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, you've ended badly with every single ex you've been with, Chloe.
But then she makes up with them.
She caught one of them in bed with someone. One of them was just horrible. So what nice endings have you had with an ex, please?
Well, I don't know. Me and Harry got along for a brief period of time.
You told him he had a shit hairline.
And he told you to go to the gym.
He did. That was a bad time.
And told you not to eat profiterole. So please tell me what ex ended good with.
Me and Jack are fine with each other.
Okay, lovely.
Well, not always. We haven't always been fine with each other.
No, but we are just friends. I feel like with me, I just think I like to keep things sweet with people if I can. Like, I feel like me and Harry were sweet for a period of time, and we don't really get along that well outside of filming, so that's why we aren't sweet. Me and Jack are sweet because we get along. There was a friendship before we dated.
Yeah.
But right now, I just haven't really got time for someone. I think that's more because it's not that I don't want someone, because I do. Like, oh my God, the other day when we was out for dinner, I'm having a roast dinner, yeah? All the boyfriends have turned up for no reason. Only place you can have a roast dinner, apparently, is here.
Well,
because everyone was here. I thought...
My boyfriend didn't turn up, so don't worry.
Well, no, actually, Callum and his boys were already going to the stand for
them.
A roast. Well, Amber suggested it. I was like, thank God it wasn't me that's just, because I knew that this would be the comment. You only want to go because Callum's there.
But no, it wasn't that. I just felt like I've never felt more single in my life. Everyone's going, like, yeah, love you. I'm thinking...
I wasn't.
No, you wasn't.
I wasn't.
It's like you're
George wasn't
talking
there.
About your flat. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just bought with George.
Well, this is what we were going to ask you. Like, us, out of us girls, you know, in our group, there's sort of me, Courtney, Amber, Madison and Chloe. So there's five of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, five of us. And we're all in quite long-term relationships, serious. Like, one of them's having a baby, one's got a dog, like, live with them. Like,
I'm still at home with mine. We've been together 3 years.
But we've been together a long time. Do you ever feel like, oh, it's a bit shit for me?
There's been times, like, say, like, when we go out for dinner and stuff, and the news will go back to your boyfriends, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go home now to my two dogs. Like, sometimes I feel like that, but then also, like, I think I know how young I am, and yous are older than me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I have got another group of friends that are younger and are single. Do you know what I mean? So I just think it doesn't really bother me that much. When I'm feeling a bit low, say if I'm on my period or I'm hungover and I'm watching yous all cuddle, I'm thinking, yous can fuck off. But other than that, it doesn't really bother me. And yous are so good. Like, because yous are older, you've been where I am a lot of the time anyway. So yous are like, this has happened to me, Chloe, I dealt with this like this. And yous are the best wing woman anyway.
Yeah.
So if someone approached me on a night out,
I'm I love it.
Oh, no.
And we still like to party, I think, which is quite lucky.
Oh, yeah, Chloe loves wing women in me.
Yeah, I love it. I'm so good at it.
I
living vicariously through you.
Oh yeah, they all do. When I tell you stories, it makes me laugh because you're like, I fucking love this.
I love it. Honestly, it makes it exciting.
Yeah. So me and Chloe wanted to give you our advice that we'd tell our younger selves.
Go on, I'll take it all on.
So what I would have told my younger single self would be stay single until you're at least 25, because I had relationships when I was younger than 25, and obviously they didn't last. Mm. And as much as I don't regret them, I do regret them because I feel like I did waste my time and I didn't fully live like my single self. Like, I was single at stages, but I was always in relationships.
Do you not feel like all of them relationships have taught you something though?
And
you
every and, single one has taught
and you
me.
And Cal probably wouldn't be as solid as you are now if it wasn't for them.
100%, but this is what I mean by I don't regret it, because each relationship has taught me something different.
Yeah.
And has made my relationship with Callum like the best it can be.
Yeah.
Obviously it's not the best relationship in the world, because no relationship is the best, but no. It's like the best relationship for me.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, what I would tell my younger self was, don't worry about getting into a relationship. Don't rush into getting a relationship, because I'm telling you now, the likelihood is you will not marry that person, and you just need to live life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with no regrets. Like, you can say, like, what me and Chloe were saying this the other week in our podcast episode. We've done Vegas, we've done Ibiza, we've lived our lives, we've done our single.
Well, that's not saying I don't want to do it again.
I mean, you're still living your life.
You're not saying you'd want. No, I'm not saying you're not going to live your single life. Well, your single life's over.
Oh, yeah, my single life's over.
You can still have a life.
No, but we've been single. Well, actually, we weren't single in Vegas. I got broken up with in Vegas, though. But
she was partly single in Vegas.
I was partly single in Vegas. But, like,
I mean, I was with my ex in Vegas, and that was kind of quite... probably... lovely there.
Was you? Was you really?
I had a boyfriend in spirit.
He was
somewhere around.
You know, we talked every now and then.
Every now and then.
You know, I kind of behaved how I wanted to.
And so you should.
I was young. This is a long time ago.
What advice would you give?
I always remember my auntie, I think she got married at like 19 and she's still with her husband. And don't get me wrong, I think she's very happily married and doesn't regret anything. But she said to me when I was young, Chloe, kiss as many people as you can. And I think kiss as many people as you can. It's so fun and just go out.
Well,
it is. I just
this
feel like one day. One day. Yeah.
This is so fun.
Can't say I've ever had a coastal.
You haven't kissed that many babies.
Yeah. I just think, just enjoy yourself. Have fun. Because one day you'll just be with one person for the rest of your life. So... go on dates.
I think that's how I feel now. You know what I'm like. I don't really like ever say like I really want to settle down, because I think
you've just not met the person that you want to do that with, though.
Yeah, and I'm happy. Like, I look at some people that, you know, want to rush into relationships. Even like, you know, even when we went to the singles retreat the other day on Towie, like, everyone sort of had their issues and how they wanted to settle down, and that's fine. That's completely valid. You know, they're all a bit older than me. But I can't say that I felt like that. Do you know what I mean? Mm. If I meet someone who adds to my life, that's perfect, and we can enjoy our time together. I'm not going into any relationships thinking, I'm going to marry you, because chances are I'm going to get very bored very quickly.
I think you will. Knowing you.
You need someone to tame you.
I know. I don't think anyone can.
No, someone definitely will be able to.
Yeah, I think so. There'll be someone. But years to come, enjoy yourself.
I just always, like, with relationships, I've got a bit of a funny relationship. Oh, got a bit of a funny relationship with them. I always feel like the people I've dated, I've sort of lost myself a little bit. Even when I was seeing Jack, you know that I was very like, oh, how's Jack? How's Jack? And I always sort of think when I get in a relationship, I sort of become a bit weak. And I think that's a rubbish connotation to have with relationships. I want someone who's going to build me up.
But I always think as well, like, some of these people, so like your ex that you were with before that wasn't in the public eye, I think, you lost yourself a little bit with him, but I think he made you feel a certain way so that you, and then you did lose yourself. I think that don't blame yourself, don't beat yourself up. Like, sometimes if people are like paranoid or like don't trust someone in a relationship, sometimes they blame themselves and they're like, oh, for God's sake, why am I so paranoid? But somebody else is making you feel like that. Yeah. Like, they're making you feel paranoid.
Like,
or,
you know, like my ex, who wasn't in the public eye, he was cheating on me. And I think, should I have been more paranoid? Should I have noticed these things? Because I would never ask to look at his phone. I don't really do that. I think I wouldn't want someone to look at mine, so I don't want to look at yours.
And I don't think that's a health. I don't think we should look at
mine. I made a rule with Callum, like, if you ever feel the need to go down my phone, our relationship's ended.
Yeah.
Because you should never have that feeling.
I've got friends that, like, not in a, like, I always think when you say, like, looking down someone's phone, it's like in an angry, malicious way. It's more like their phones will just be left on the side and it will just be nothing like that, you know, and they'll just look at each other's phones. But I just think, I don't know, maybe I should be a bit more paranoid with people. I'm quite laid back, I think.
You were paranoid with the right person because he did cheat on you. Because Chloe knows, I have been in that position.
Yeah.
You're like subconsciously paranoid because they are doing something wrong. Whereas with Callum, I'm literally like a free spirit.
Yeah, because Cal loves you more than anyone in the world. I've never seen anyone.
And that's when you know you're in the right relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think though as well, yeah, you like know. So don't get me wrong, in the past with exes and stuff, I've gone through their phones, but George gives me no reason to want to go through his phone. Like, he's quite open with it. Mm. Like, he'll pass it to me to find something, or he'll leave it face up.
Yeah.
It's when people like leave it face down, take it to the bathroom while they shower, all that kind of stuff, you know, well, and you know.
I've been in the point as well where I've thought, you know what, I know they're doing something they shouldn't. Their phone's there, I could easily go through it. But I actually have made the decision not to because you don't want to upset yourself. I think everyone's done that as well.
That's the thing. I do think sometimes going down people's phones, you're looking for something to annoy you. Mm. And
I mean, if someone went down my phone, I'm sure they'll find something that'll piss them off.
Yeah, so, like, there will be. There'll be something.
I'm the one who's taking my phone to the bathroom.
But it's not even like you messaging other boys. It's more like in the girl chat, you're like, oh, Callum's annoying me today. Yeah. Like,
or even like something from the past that you might have like talked about in the girl chat, or like, I don't know, something that's
I
like...
I think I'm just quite lucky that most of my past is on national television.
Would we call that lucky? Well, it's all out there in the open.
At least they're getting no shock. Yeah, they're literally they know it already.
They know everything. Okay, so we're going to like move on a little bit because we kind of had two subjects for you. So obviously we had R-rated, but we wanted to talk to you about body confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know how much sometimes you struggle. You're very confident for the most part, but sometimes you're like constantly like to me and call or like our other friends, do I look fat today? Like you do struggle a little bit. So we just wanted to talk to you about that. Like how you feel like, do you think it's, you know, the industry that's made you feel like that more than, or would you think you would feel like this being a normal 20-year-old girl?
You know what? I feel like with me, I'm not stick thin. Sometimes I call myself curvy and then people moan at me on my Instagram, like, you're not curvy, you're a size 8. And I am an 8. And it's annoying because I'm like, no, I'm not curvy, but I'm also not the smallest. I've got bigger thighs, you know, I've got a big bum, I've got massive boobs now, which is my own fault. They were bigger than I expected. But, you know, I don't think it is the media, but I don't feel like the media helps. Daily Mail comments. Whoever thinks that it's okay to go and comment on the Daily Mail comments, abuse, are the lowest of low.
I've got to the point where I don't even look now. Yeah. Because the majority of the time I'm getting called unproportionate and a hobbit.
Oh, yeah. I've been called, whatever they said
I get
about
called,
me.
Like, look like a man.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Is she mid-transition? Yeah. Thank you for that.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, I try not to read them and then my mum will call me up and be like, did you see that comment? I'm like, mum, I'm trying to avoid the comments.
But you know, when you think, like, for God's sake, I'm not perfect. Like, literally, the other day, there was these shoes and they was a bit tight around my foot, okay? And I was stressed out that day and I put them on really quickly and my foot looked a bit fat. My foot looked fat, all right? And people are commenting, like, God,
what were they, like, strappy?
Do you have a Kim Kardashian?
I had a Kim Kardashian like foot. But, you know, listen, Kim
like
Kardashian.
Like a lamb or something. Just, you know, when they put the string around
like
it.
Yeah, it did. And I thought, you know what? I'm a fucking human, okay? I'm sorry that them pal shoes made my foot look a bit fat. Like, what do you want me to do about it? Like,
do you find that you have more of a body issue now than when you first joined the show?
No, I think, you know what? My relationship with my body goes up and down. Majority of the time, I don't realise how lucky I am to have the figure I have.
Oh, you have an amazing figure.
And I think
people pay for your
People pay thousands to have... That's what people constantly ask you, don't they, if you've had a BBL?
Yeah, people always ask me if I've had a BBL. And literally, like, I would be honest about it. I've said about everything else. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? My bum has always been big ever since I was young. I don't know why, because my mum doesn't really have a big bum. I'm not in ways I am because, you know, it's a nice look. But when I was younger, everyone wanted a thigh gap. So you can imagine me. I remember being on Tumblr and being like, oh my God, I want a thigh gap. I look like Cara Delevingne. She was so skinny and I thought she was amazing. And then I was like, my genetics are never going to allow me to have a thigh gap ever. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, everyone wanted Kim K's body. And I was like,
that's what we were talking about yesterday, weren't we, Court? We were saying that when you're younger, like, I think as you get older, you sort of get to a point where you realise that, you know, these unrealistic expectations, like, you know, I'm 5'7". Mm-hmm. I'm never going to be like, I'm never going to have Kim K's body. Like, that's just, not, it's unrealistic. Unless I pay for it, I'm never going
to
have it.
Yeah, like, but our bodies are not trends. Like, and that's what people need to realise. Like, you know, imagine if I had absolutely starved myself in order to get this thigh gap because that was in fashion that year. And then all of a sudden, it's like now in fashion to have a big bum. Our bodies aren't trends. They're our bodies. And I think as long as it's
impossible to get to some of these things as well. Like, your body shape will never be certain things. My body shape will never be certain things. And nor Courtney's.
That's like, I really struggled at one point comparing myself to girls on Instagram who have long legs, who are slim, and who is what I, that's the body I would like. But I'm 5'2".
Yeah, we're never going to
look
like
that. I've got big boobs. Yeah. I've got like naturally quite big arms, like broad shoulders. I'm never going to look like that. And I need to stop saying to myself to compare myself to them because that's not my body type.
No, we're never going to look like that. And I think, you know, with me, my body, I look at myself sometimes, if I've been eating rubbish, I'll know that I've put on a little bit of weight because I'm so short as well. I'm 5 foot, so I'm even shorter than you. Yeah. When I put on a bit of weight, I can tell in myself.
I said, this is what I wrote down. When you're our height, I feel it's a lot harder to hide the weight that we put on because we're so small.
I think you guys think that because you're small. No, but coming from somebody, let me tell you,
you've got more body, like more.
It spreads out better.
No, it doesn't though.
Mine's
all
in one place.
I look like a big, where I'm tall, if I put on weight, I look like a big ogre. Like I'm so big. Like I'm like a big girl.
It's funny how the opposites think the difference. Because we're short, we think it's really hard because we're so short, it just all crunches.
We look dumpy.
We look like a round football.
Yeah. But see, I just look like a big, I look like a big giant.
No,
like,
you
honestly,
don't. You don't.
When you put on weight, it's just if you're a bit taller, all of a sudden you're like a big girl. Do you know what I mean? So that really hurt. I just whacked my hand on the table. I just think it's you just want what you don't have.
And I think like the comments that you get from people are like, "Oh, look at her, her big ass," and it's like, "Oh, Jesus Christ, Karen from Blackpool." Like, sorry that my ass has offended
you. No offense to anyone's names who's Karen from Blackpool.
I know. I'm just saying that. I always say that, and people think I'm being offensive, and it's not. I'm like, you literally are a random person from a different area to me. Never met you. You're never going to meet me, probably. And like, you've got such an opinion on me. And it's like, sorry that my ass is quite large.
There's a definition now on a Karen, isn't there? Yeah. It's just like a sort of like a middle-aged, average
who complains
woman.
A lot.
An angry woman, she always asks to speak to the manager.
Yeah.
I love a manager, me. I will speak to any manager at any place.
So really, Chloe Brockett's a secret Karen.
I am a secret Karen. I don't even think it's a secret. I think you just look at me and tell I'm a bit of a Karen. I'm like, this is a bit cold. Speak to a manager, please. I rung Domino's the other day and asked to speak to the manager.
Oh, God. I hope you got a free Domino's.
No, it's just running a bit late. I hate it when they say it's going to be here in 20 minutes and it's like an hour later. I'm like, you fucking lied to me.
Oh, my Domino's are never late, they're always bang on time.
I remember the last time I ordered Domino's.
Well,
sorry, healthy.
I know, health kick.
Well, hardly healthy. So, since you had your boobs done,
yes,
do you feel more confident?
You know what? It's really weird. So, when I had my boobs done, I felt like for months after I was quite depressed, and I googled this, and apparently, it's the thing. That it's a common thing that women do suffer with depression after going under anaesthetic and getting surgery done. I think with my boobs, I automatically thought I was going to feel amazing and be so confident, and you have this image in your head of what you're going to look like. And don't get me wrong, my boobs do look good. They're bigger than I anticipated, and that's fine. You know, I had boobs already, so I had quite a big implant, and my boobs got bigger than I expected, which is fine. But you know, what you've got to imagine is you're used to your body being a certain size and a certain weight and how you carry yourself. Then all of a sudden you've got two implants stuck on your chest that weigh a certain amount. And no amount of exercise you do are going to make them go. Mm. And I think a lot of women don't realise sort of the effects it has on you after, because I never knew about it. And then when I googled it and see women saying I felt so depressed and so low, obviously I feel fine with it now, I've got used to it. For a few months, I was like, I absolutely regret this so much.
I know what you mean.
And obviously you had yours reducted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so mine's completely different. So I had a reduction. My boobs were like naturally really, really big. So I had them made smaller. But I probably had a little bit of the same as you. I guess really? Because I've always been like quite active, like into the gym. I like going to the gym or going running or, you know, Pilates, whatever it may be. I've always been like quite active. And obviously after your surgery, sort of for 6 months or... six weeks, but they say up to 6 months, you can't actually, like, you know, lift anything or do any exercise.
So I think I struggled with that.
You don't
I
felt like yourself,
I was,
do you?
No, I felt like I was putting on weight because I wasn't exercising. I was just basically like sitting at home. So
you sort of look I at guess, yourself before and think, I looked better before that. Why did I do that? That's yeah, what I look like.
Yeah, well, I was like slimmer. I think I put on weight in those months after just because, yeah, I couldn't be active and do what I'd normally do. But
you don't look at yourself and think, oh, I shouldn't have done it, do you?
Oh, no, never. It's the best thing I ever did.
But I don't now look at myself and think, oh, I shouldn't have done it. Sometimes I think, you know what, they are quite big, maybe. Like, I'm going to have my young years of having really big boobs, and then maybe when I have kids and settle down, I'll be a little bit smaller.
Yeah, you can have yours removed.
But so. I really liked your boobs.
You know what? I don't even remember what they was like. You know what, actually? I wore this top when I haven't worn this top since I had my boobs done, and it still, like, fits fine. And to be honest, I think sitting like how I am today, you can't really tell that they're that big. No. Do you know what
To be fair, it suits you because you've got the big bum, so it looks proportionate on you.
Like, yeah. I think it's not, you wouldn't look at them and go, bloody hell, like they're massive boobs.
They actually look really natural.
Yeah, they do. And I'm lucky with that. Like sometimes I moan and say I want them higher, but then I think if they was higher, I'd look crazy because they are quite big. Mm. Obviously I'm happy with them and I do like them. And I wouldn't, like right now I'm just going to keep them how they are. I think it was more just the initial shock of how heavy they was. Like now I'm used to it, I don't have any back problems. It was more just this weight. It's like you all of a sudden putting on a stone and being like, oh no, you can't get rid of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, trust me, I know how you feel. I think my natural boobs were bigger than yours now. Like, mine were so big. They were, and it, like, took over my life. Like, I couldn't wear certain things, you know, and things that people didn't even realise for me because they, I think when you have fake big boobs, it's different to having natural, like, natural, you just, I couldn't control them. Like, they were everywhere. I struggled by bikinis, I struggled by underwear. Like, I couldn't wear, you know, we'd go in, when we were younger, go in like Topshop or Zara and there'd be a little dress and I could have never bought any of those little dresses. I could have never worn anything backless. I could have never, like, you know, it changed my life having my boobs done. It's the best thing I've ever done. If anything, I wish I'd had it done sooner.
Do they feel lighter?
Oh, it's been a few years now, so I can't actually remember. Yeah, I guess so. They must do.
See, I'm like in that in-between stage where, like, I really want to get my boobs reducted.
I think your boobs are fine.
Reducted? Yeah. Are you joking?
Yeah. I think your boobs are so fine. Like, I look at you and just think, just leave you how you are, you're fine.
Yeah, I know. I think yours is in your head, like, and I'll be honest with you as well, because I think, you know, I went through it and I think that mine were a problem. Like, they were so big, they were a problem. Like, and I think everybody around me...
Yeah, you had, like, back pain, didn't
you? And everybody around me could tell
and
that.
And it did,
like,
suffer
they were
your confidence.
Oh, massively. Like, it just... Everything in my life was... It felt difficult because of these boobs, honestly. They were so big. And... I don't think for you. I think yours would be more like a vanity thing than like an actual.
And
it's not
fine.
A problem.
Yeah, no, they're
nice
not a
boobs.
Problem.
They're not.
It is a vanity thing.
Yeah, but they're nice. Yeah, but I had my boobs done for vanity, and I just think if it will make you feel happier, then do what you want to do. But I think as a friend, your boobs are fine. They look lovely in tops. That, like, even now, they look fine.
Because I'm wearing a bloody baggy jumper, you can't
see
them.
Well, if I was wearing a baggy jumper, you could still see mine, honestly.
Yeah, but you can wear, like, cute little crop tops and stuff.
You wear
still,
a lot
like,
of cute tops.
I couldn't have done that. Like, you can, you know, you can still wear lots of
it's
cute
more
tops.
Like, they just, my boobs don't look nice in a bikini, because they just don't really go together nice.
Can't you just
can
get, like,
top.
A triangle and tie it? That's what I used to do.
Oh,
tie it, the triangle,
like, yeah,
so
you
tight.
You used to have, like, a red neck.
It used to give me, like, a
did
neckache, like a
headache. Did you see me on holiday with the triangle bikinis? One nipple trying to
honestly,
I was just embracing it by the end.
Everyone can see my nipples.
Everyone can see my nipple. Everyone in Mykonos is like really classy and wearing like linen shirts. There's me nipple out.
There's me on the mic jumping around.
You can tell where they're from. Yeah. No one could understand us in Mykonos. That was the funniest thing. Kept going to restaurants and being like, yeah, it's under the name of Chloe. And they'd be like, what? Chloe Meadows would come along and go, Chloe, it's under the name of Chloe. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, they couldn't understand you at all, could they?
No.
Nor am
I. I mean, I feel like I can't understand you most of the time.
That's speak really fast.
Okay, so one more question before we probably move on to like our dilemmas of the week.
Okay.
More just about, because I think we've spoke about this a lot on the last few podcasts, is more, obviously, you're still young, so it's probably not like a massive thought in your head, but have you thought about moving out? Because you are in probably, the most 20-year-olds, probably you're in more of a privileged situation than them. You know, you've got a good career and stuff, so you probably could if you wanted to, or are you happy at home?
So I could have moved out last year, so I went looking at flats last year, and then all of a sudden just shit myself, I'm not gonna lie, like I was literally standing in a flat that was beautiful, it was in this lovely gated area, it was near me, it was literally 5-minute drive from my mum, so I was like, I'll be where I want to be, because I think when I was younger I always thought, like, you know, I'm going to move to Brentwood or Loughton or something because I live, like, a bit further out. And as I've got older, I'm like, you know what, I actually really like where I live. Like, I'm around everyone I know. obviously you girls, but I don't mind driving to see you. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So obviously I was prepared to move out, and then all of a sudden it was like Christmas, and I had the idea of sitting in this flat at Christmas on my own, and it really scared me.
You wouldn't stay there on Christmas Day. You're not confined to the flat.
Do you know what I mean though? Like me decorating my flat at Christmas, and I know I'd have all the girls around, but I think in my head I was thinking, do I want to get a flat and then be constantly inviting people over? Do you know what I mean?
And you live with just your mum, don't you? So it's just you and your mum, which I think is really, really nice dynamic.
Yeah,
and
if
you were
that.
To leave, how would she feel about that? Would she be super upset?
Well, no, I think she would be upset, but I think my mum just wants a break. I think, honestly, she's drained of me. You can imagine being with me 24/7. My poor mum is honestly, I'm surprised she looks so good. She should look about 80.
She looks amazing.
She should look about 80 for how much stress I put her through. But I know she'd miss me, because even last night, like, we're sitting indoors watching a film with the dogs. Like, it is nice. But I think she wouldn't really mind too much. I think she would be like, you know, you do you. I think most 20-year-olds probably aren't looking at moving out, but I feel like now, in my mind, I feel about 25. Do you know what I mean?
You are very mature for your age, I think.
But I think that's from doing TOWIE so young. Like, you'll know, like, you started TOWIE young as well. It does age you, like, because you're worrying about more adult problems than an average sort of 20-year-old would be.
Yeah.
Do you know what
we're
I mean?
Sort of thrown into, like,
well, yeah, well, we were saying adult we life. Lived our whole 20s on TOWIE.
I don't know my life without 19. It. I honestly, like, I know it sounds silly, but, you know, you start dating someone and the first thought in my mind is, well, how do you want me to talk about this? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, or you argue with a friend. Obviously, if me and you fell out off camera, we'd deal with it in our own way. If you fell out on camera, you're fucked. Like, you're talking about this for 5 weeks.
Yeah. Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Maybe even longer.
And it's like, you know, I feel like I'm constantly talking about, like, oh, yeah, on TOWIE. Because it's like, that is your life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Obviously,
it's,
you try and have, like, bits of privacy. But
yeah, I felt like I used to like bore my friends that are not on the show. I feel like I used to bore them talking about it. I'd be like, well, on TOWIE.
Yeah, I try not to.
I never really spoke about TOWIE to my school friends.
No, I know, I don't.
Even if you were in like a big storyline,
my
friends would ask you and then
they'd
go on
and
on and on.
I'd be like, I can't bother to explain it. I'd just give them a short story, but watch it on Sunday.
Yeah.
My friends would be like, as well, what's the gossip? Tell me, what's the gossip?
Yeah, like my friends, like, so my two best friends, Donnie and Nancy, they've got like normal jobs in offices and they'll always ask me about TOWIE. They'll be like, what's going on?
To be fair, now I asked her, what happened this week?
Well, my friend, she made a Twitter just to defend me because she was getting annoyed. So it's literally like a shrine to me. She's like, I fucking love my friend Chloe, thank you. And I'm like, thank you.
Well, Twitter is the worst.
Yeah, it is. But you know what, though? Sometimes it can be awful and sometimes it can be really good. Like, sometimes people are really nice on there.
Yeah.
Just got to go with the waves.
Okay, so we have said each week we're going to do, like, listeners' dilemmas.
A dilemma.
So
okay. What's the dilemma?
Basically, adult dilemmas.
Okay.
One we wanted to pick up on this week is, I think we've talked about this before, is like people, when you get to a certain age and people constantly asking, I mean, Courtney does this to me all the time, when are you going to have a baby?
Oh,
when
God.
Are you going to have a baby?
Yeah.
Well, no,
when
I
you get engaged?
For me to have a baby, but engage, it's the engage. I always ask her, I don't ever ask her about baby. I ask
no,
her about engagement.
I don't ever
I
really
can't
ask
control the engagement though.
So. Every time she goes on holiday, I'm like,
yeah,
ooh,
I think
you're gonna get
I think it's going to be soon. I think it's going to be soon. No pressure to Jules.
You all drive me mad about it.
I think we're all going to cry.
Wait, we need
we're
a
all
wedding.
Gonna cry. And
we're
the thing is, you know what's what really pisses me off? So when I first come into the friendship group, Courtney was like, I've got 8 bridesmaids, or like this weird amount. And she was like, and you're not one of them. And I was like, be rude.
Okay, thanks.
So she takes it to an odd number.
No, the thing is, I will be, though.
Well, now I've known you longer than a year.
Yeah.
Took 2 years now.
Yeah, nearly 3.
You are working your way up to
you'll be
being a
bridesmaid.
No, the thing is, there's no choice. Like, I don't think you understand. I will turn up at the fitting.
She'll just be there anyway.
I'll pay for my own fucking dress. I will literally be there, like, you're right, yeah?
Or she'll find out the colour of the bridesmaid's dresses and on that day turn up.
I'll turn up in fucking bowel. Like, honestly, ruin my day, Paul. Like, I'll be like, you know how a bridesmaid's when she punches the cookie? That's me at your fucking... I'm so fuming that you're not invited. I'm so angry. So I am, but you haven't really got a choice.
Well, yeah, you've grown on me. You asked me to be a bridesmaid after like 6 months of knowing
me. Yeah, no, I did.
And
probably
I was
about
like,
6 weeks in.
No, probably not.
The first time I met Courtney, she went to me, I think I'm getting engaged. I thought, oh, that's lovely.
What?
But yeah, she was,
when did you think
this
that?
Two years ago. This was a year in the relationship.
But I'm thinking, oh, that's lovely. I don't obviously don't ask too many questions. I'm thinking, so nice, she's going to get engaged. 3 years later, still not engaged.
Yeah. still living at home.
She was dead.
All in good time, guys. All in good time.
She was so serious about it as well. I'm getting engaged.
But anyway, every time Chloe says she's going to go on holiday, I'm like, make sure you don't have them purple fucking nails.
Yeah. Yeah. Our friend Madison, she does all of our nails, doesn't she? And she does my nails. Every time she says to me, are you sure you want multicoloured? Because I'm just really concerned that George is going to propose. I'm like, he's not. I can assure you it's fine. She's like, your nails are chipped. I need to do them just in case he proposes. I'm
yeah.
Like, oh, God's
the thing is, on holiday, though, if you're going on some lovely, like, trip away, romantic, you've got to be prepared at any moment. Any moment.
Yeah, you've got to wash your
makeup. Girls make me stressed.
You've got, every dinner you go to, you need to say to him, oh, like, what should I wear? Should I wear that white outfit or should I wear, like, this... another cool outfit.
But I think you'll be able to tell.
Imagine if your nails look bad when you get proposed to. I said, oh, you know what? You know what? My first, you know when Instagram went down the other day? I thought, imagine being proposed to today.
Oh.
This would be the worst day of my life. I'd make him redo it. I'd be fucking beaming.
I can't do a live video.
I was taking videos of my dinner, like pictures of my dinner, and I was out. I was thinking I'll just upload it later. Imagine
I'll just
me.
Bank it.
Imagine that wasn't there that meme which was like, fuming the people that went to that
Nusseries,
Nusseries, and had that £1,000 steak and couldn't upload it.
Yeah, what do you do with it?
Honestly, imagine. I'd say send it back.
Send it back because
this
can't.
Is all for Instagram.
Can't take a picture of it. So
there was a funny dilemma that I sent to you.
We didn't even speak about the pregnancy one though. So with
I feel like honestly, it's more. To be honest, it's more my like my parents or like George's like grandparents and stuff that are like, come on, have a baby, and I'm just not there
yet.
Yeah,
but I think that's the older generation. Like they think you've moved in together, you've been together years, you should be having kids now. Do you know what I mean? But there's so many other people that are in relationships for years and never have kids.
But sometimes I do ask that question when I feel awkward, I don't have much else to say. So I just go, oh, so when are you gonna have kids? Do you know what I mean?
It's like, what about me then?
I don't ever ask you when you're having kids. You send a picture of George with a baby. I'm like, oh, you suit it so much. I only ever ask you when you're getting engaged, but that's because I want a wedding.
Me too. The outfits are going
to
be amazing.
I need a wedding. I'm sorry to let you all know that even if I was to get engaged, I'd probably wait a few years to get married. I want Corona to be like completely away.
When are you going to do the hen day?
Where? Mykonos, I think.
Yeah, of course it is.
I think it would be Mykonos.
Walking along the
street. And I need to finally go to Mykonos.
Yeah, it was unreal. It was really good. I spent the whole time moaning.
These cobbled streets. I can't wear heels.
I mean, I did get the crying phone call one day as well.
I come home and was like, Mykonos blues. And everyone was messaging me like, you really got Mykonos blues, really?
Yeah. I think we like cried every day.
Yeah, most days.
Most days.
Not every day, but most.
So the next dilemma, which I thought was funny, was getting into a relationship so that your Just Eat account isn't as expensive, because there is a minimum spend of, I think it's like £20.
It's a very specific dilemma.
Wait, what? So explain that again.
Right, so
what are you on about?
Open your phone.
It's a very specific dilemma, isn't it?
I saw it and I just thought it was really funny.
What an awful way to start a relationship.
What's the worst thing about being single? That on Just Eat, you've got to spend a tenner, and sometimes I'm not that hungry.
Okay, all right. There's a TikTok here. Yeah, she's showing me a TikTok, and this is the dilemma. That somebody asks a girl, what is the worst thing about being single? And she's saying the minimum spend when you get a takeaway, basically.
Oh, okay.
So basically, well, I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing. I love ordering loads of food, get dessert, like,
But sometimes, no, but sometimes when I am ordering myself, it's like a £20 minimum spend. I think my dish is only £7. And I've got to start ordering all these sides. I'm thinking, I've got a 20 quid takeaway for myself, like.
Yeah, true, it's annoying. It is annoying. I went to Starbucks the other day and I was in shock because I got a white chocolate hot chocolate and it's £3.50, and I've been spending £15 a day on Starbucks, on delivery.
What?
On Uber Eats.
You must be high on coffee.
On Uber Eats, because I order like a coffee and like an iced tea for later, obviously delivery as well, comes to like £15. I went in there, I thought I've been fucking ripped off.
Whereas if you have a boyfriend, they normally pay for it.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to get my boyfriend then. Just eat.
Or just go to the shop. That is ridiculous.
No, it's daylight robbery.
It actually is. I think sometimes on delivery it's like £4.99 for delivery. That is a joke.
A joke, isn't it? You can get a whole other coffee for that.
Honestly.
I would say probably, if it's a dilemma, probably don't get into a relationship because of a Just Eat bill.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to end very well.
I mean, you might start eating less, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, talking about food, we're talking each week as well, Chloe, we talk about a restaurant that we've been to that week.
We went to
Ivy Asia, but the one in Chelsea.
Yeah. Oh, I've not been that one.
It's the same as the St Paul's one, but completely different. But I feel like the one in Chelsea is more casual.
Sorry. Just rewind for a minute.
What does that mean?
Well, it's decorated the same. It's the same food, but like it's not. I feel like it's more casual.
I think. Do you know what it is? Is so we went with some of our friends that are from Chelsea.
Yeah.
And they wear like trainers, don't they?
Whereas, so you're saying when you go out with me and Amber, we're turning up in like flawless
dressed
gowns.
Up to the nines.
We're turning up in a prom dress,
literally.
No, but I feel like the St Paul's one is dressed because you go up the stairs and it's in like there's bars. But the one in Chelsea,
right, so stairs make
is
it dressy.
On a high road.
If you're thinking of opening a restaurant, stairs add dressiness.
Yeah, just everyone letting you know that means that the dress code will be really dressy if
there's
you have stairs.
Flat stairs.
And it will be the same, but completely different.
It's the same, but it's so different. The worst review ever from Courtney.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? When you walked in there, it does feel more casual.
No,
maybe,
I do. Just,
I think it's because she's with more casual, like the girls are more cool.
And we went at like 6 o'clock. So it was kind of like maybe before dinner. And then we went to the Bluebird after in Chelsea. We basically had like a Chelsea night out.
Was it good?
Well, we had a Chelsea night out because we were with some Made in Chelsea girls.
Yeah. Everyone's just got engaged.
Oh, no, I see that. Yeah. I see.
It's so funny because she just, I don't think she expected it at all. Because when we was at dinner, she didn't talk about engagement at all, did she?
No, she was just like, I'm going to Paris.
Like, yeah, but that is like the perfect place. I've seen her Instagram stories and I'm like, I'm really jealous of you.
Yeah,
right,
it looks
now.
Amazing.
It looks amazing.
She's got like, the room.
On the balcony, just next door to the Eiffel Tower with a big ring on her finger. We're engaged. I thought, cheeky bitch.
I know.
I messaged her and went, congratulations. And really, I was saving inside.
I feel like that's your idea. You love Paris, don't
oh,
you?
I love Paris. I love it.
Oh, she don't stop going on about it for her 21st.
Yeah, we're going.
I really want to go. Let's go. Our friend's brother lives out there.
I want to go to Disneyland there.
Oh, God. So tack.
We want to go out.
All the lovely places. She's going to
Disneyland.
Disneyland.
I have been to Disneyland Paris. I don't think Disneyland Paris is as great as the others, though. I've got to be honest.
I've not been to the other ones. I have been to Disneyland Paris, but I think we could do loads of fun things.
I want to go and sit
outside. We could do a day.
Cafe.
We could actually dedicate a day to it. I think it'd be quite good.
Well, we'd have to go if we were there. But I think that, you know, I want to sit at loads of nice cafes and drink wine and be really Parisian. And
yeah, wear a beret.
Emily in Paris. Live our best Emily in Paris dream.
I've not watched it.
What?
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Oh, my God, Chloe, you'll love it. It's so you. Is it not, Chloe?
It is so good.
Firstly, it's set in Paris. And secondly, you'll just love it. It's all about, like...
She falls in love there.
Oh, we love that. Maybe I should go to Paris and
follow. Go home and watch it. I'm upset now that you've not.
Go and watch it.
I'm going to text you every day. Watch it.
But funnily enough, we're actually going to Ivy Asia this week again, but the St Paul's one with Chloe.
So I really love Ivy Asia. If you've not been, I think you should go because I feel like the food's really nice, but it's actually really cheap.
It is,
it's
isn't it?
Cheap.
So like, it's obviously still London prices, like for people that don't live in London, but it's compared to like your Rockers and your Nobus. 100%.
We ordered
much
so
cheaper.
Much. We had like 2 bottles of wine,
sushi.
We had a little bit of lobster because I had a little bit left, but it was quite cheap. Like the bill wasn't expensive.
So that is it. For the end of the podcast, can't talk.
But please remember that we want to hear your adulting. We want to hear your funny stories. So have you ever like completely skipped your responsibilities of an adult? A bit like Courtney, like this weekend.
A bit like Courtney Daly.
Yeah. This weekend, Courtney cancelled all of her plans just because she just couldn't be bothered and hid at home. Basically like that. Or like my friend this week, she put on her Instagram, she's got like a 3-year-old and she had a bit of road rage and her child is saying, Mummy, what does wanker mean? Because she's obviously just said it.
Oh, that's so
screamed
funny.
It out the window. We want to hear your like funny stories. So if you've got
What else made me laugh? Sorry, my friend Cassie. So her little girl goes to nursery. You know the one we met when we was in Spain.
Oh, yeah.
And she's really funny. She puts stuff on her Instagram. So a lady at the school had asked her for a play date, but she doesn't know her very well. She doesn't follow her on Instagram, and she was doing stories of her practicing her welcome, like how she's. Hi, it's us. Like when she turns up, what's she gonna say? Like, and it made me laugh because I think. Imagine being a parent. You're going on a play date. Don't really know her.
Yeah.
What do you talk about? What do you say? And it wasn't. I kept watching it. She was going, we're here. It's making me laugh.
Yeah, so anything like that, any kind of silly story that you've had where you've maybe just failed, basically, at adulting. We want to hear it.
Yes, but thank you very much, Chloe Brockett, for joining us.
It's okay. Yeah.
Our first
so
guest
fun.
Ever.
Yay!
Yay!
It's been history.
It has.
Mwah. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.